What's up? It's Ruby here with a BTN News Update for Friday, the 22nd of March. First up, in the Northern Territory cities Darwin and Katherine, evacuation centres have been filling up as thousands of people seek shelter from Cyclone Trevor. It's expected to reach land tomorrow, and at the same time, another cyclone, Veronica, is heading for Western Australia. Both cyclones are rated a very serious Category 4. In the Pilbara, in WA, people are emptying supermarket shelves and filling up on petrol. Mine workers have been sent home, and tourists have been advised to leave ASAP. For the first time ever, Australia's dropped out of the top 10 on the list of the world's happiest countries. We're now at number 11, and the happiest place, for a second year running, is frosty Finland, followed by Denmark, Norway, Iceland, and the Netherlands. Us Aussies aren't the only ones to slip, either. The United States came in 19th, which is a drop of 5 spots since 2017. Some of the factors that are taken into account when determining how happy a country is are things like how much money people have, how long we live, and how much trust there is in our communities. The AFL season kicked off last night, and the Richmond Tigers beat Carlton by 33 points at the MCG. But the win was soured by this moment.
Oh, he looks in an awful amount of pain here, Alex Rance. This could be disastrous for Richmond. In his 200th game, Alex Rance with a right knee injury, and the look on his face does not paint a pretty picture.
Not pretty at all. After playing a mere hour of the season, Tigers star Alex Rance will miss the rest of the season thanks to an ACL injury he copped in the third quarter of the game. And finally, a 104-year-old woman has been granted her biggest wish, to be arrested by the police. Anne Brockenbauer said she'd never been on the wrong side of the law in her long life, and she wanted to know what it was like. So the local cops made it happen. They rocked up to her aged care home in England and charged her with being an upstanding citizen. Cuffs and all. They ushered her into a police car and whisked her off to the cells with the sirens blazing. Luckily for Mrs. Brockenbauer, she was later released and the charges were dropped. And that's all the news I've got for you today and this week. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll catch you guys again on Monday. See ya.